Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Welcome to Brit's Got Your Number, where numerology can answer so many of your life's questions. It can give you direction. It'll help you make the right choices in love, work, and life in general. I'm Wolf. I'll be your host, along with numerologist Britt Johnson, who uses an ancient system that has been passed down over thousands of years. Brittany, how are you?
Hi, Bob.
Excited to be here with you today.
Yeah, let's get going on this.
You know, I wanted to first ask you about the whole Brit yoga, steampunk yoga.
Yeah, I'm open again. I'm really excited. I'm going to be starting again on Route 4 near North Greenbush, near Albany.
Which is a very exciting thing. I remember we were just kind of talking about the yoga classes that I went to a little while ago. Do you remember one of the things that happened at first?
I do. It was crazy. I think one of the funniest classes that I ever had.
Yeah, well, I didn't really expect it, but I really literally farted. And it wasn't quiet. And it happened completely by accident. And you know what the most amazing thing was?
What?
Nobody said anything.
It's because these things have happened before.
Yes, they have. It's probably why more men don't do yoga. They're afraid of that.
You think so?
I don't know. So tell me about, I know you're back in East Greenbush.
No, I'm in North Greenbush on Route 4.
Right. So what happened with steampunk yoga?
I buried it in the backyard.
Is that why you needed the shovel?
I went on a creative binge.
Tell me about that.
Well, I was kind of bored with all the political talk. Kind of, you know, a lot of downer talk. I needed something creative to chomp on, and I love steampunk. So I just made a fantasy yoga world and called it the steampunk yoga.
Now, steampunk, what is that?
I don't think it's anything. I think it's just, people just take it too serious. They just ask over and over again, what is it? What is it? And there's really no answer. It's just a very creative sort of genre.
You know, one thing that I loved about your yoga classes, now, keep in mind, I was not into yoga before you and I met,
mm-hmm.
is they were always fun, and you never knew what you were going to do.
Very unpredictable.
Very unpredictable, mm-hmm. but in a really good way.
I really like playing different music, and I like doing things that aren't, you know, the typical humdrum or the boring.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. And I remember feeling comfortable in your class, even though I was a newbie.
Oh, that's good. I try to really teach all levels, all body, everything from A to Z, age, range. I try to make it comfortable for everybody so they won't feel like they're walking in the middle of the movie and they don't know what's going on.
You can check out, by the way, Brit Yoga's schedule at britsyoga.com or britsgotyournumber.com. You can find information about the classes.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be starting up again. Mm-hmm.
So we have a really fun show today.
We do.
We are going to have on Carol,
mm-hmm.
who is an expert on generating love and the benefits of friendship. And
yeah, and she has a wonderful book. Mm-hmm. It's got really great reviews on Amazon, and she has her own talk show.
Yeah, and what's the name? It's Awakening, Friendship Awakening. What's the title of it again? Do you remember offhand? Because I know that we were checking out her website. She's going to be a real interesting guest. She'll be on with us in just a little while. We're going to have a lot of fun doing that. So
her show is all about the matter of the heart, and it's The Awakening of Friendship.
That's right.
It's her book.
Now, you've had you've been jumping around a little bit business-wise.
I like to try new things.
I know. You've had two different businesses in the last 5 years. Now, coming back here is sort of like a full circle for you, isn't it?
It is a full circle. I started on Route 4, then I opened another business, and then I opened one in Saratoga, and now I'm back. I've done a complete circle.
And you've created a really great environment for doing yoga here.
Well, I want people to feel like they're in their own living room.
All right, that's a little bit of an inside joke, but if you come to a Brit yoga class, you will understand.
Cozy.
Very cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you going to be doing, is this going to be a combination of Hatha, Kundalini?
You certainly know a lot about yoga. Whipping these tones around, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I couldn't, I remember the first time that you got me to do yoga. It was very, it was awkward because I never bent myself like a pretzel.
You never.
No, I didn't.
You didn't pretzel yourself. You're making everybody think you're Gumby.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it really is great. And check out Brit's schedule at BritYoga.com. So on the show today, we're going to talk a little bit about friendship, about love.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit about celebrity relationships and numbers.
I have prepared Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Now, when Brit does this sort of analysis based on your numbers, as far as whether a relationship is going to work or not, it's really fascinating.
Right, how accurate it is.
Yeah, so I highly recommend, before you actually go out on a date with somebody, find out their birthday.
Okay, I think this. I think their numbers can give you some clues, but I don't think that you shouldn't go out with somebody just because you know a few little things about them. But the things that you know will be very accurate. But then once you're with someone, a chart can really show you why you've come together and the strengths and then the areas that would need to be strengthened.
Now, you do that for people too, correct? So if you want to have that done, if you want to have it, numbers done for somebody that you might want to be involved with or are involved mm-hmm. with.
Like you can check out the numbers
right.
and see if this person is going to be just a five-second wonder, in and out, hit and run, or they're going to have a little bit of staying power.
You know, five-second wonder has another connotation we won't go into.
Figures you'd go there.
All right, we have a great show for you today. Carol Adams, Matter of the Heart, is going to be coming up in just a little bit.
And we'll have some call-ins, too.
Yes.
Some surprise call-ins, I'm sure.
And if you want to reach Brit to book a reading, go to 518-859-2116 or just go to BritYoga.com.
Or BritsGotYourNumber.com.
Mm-hmm. Quick break.
It's
right
a whole
back.
Lot of website plugging.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No, no.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job. Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, we're getting late.
I'm Brit, and I'm the queen of numbers. My readings are insightful, accurate, and spot on. My website is BritsGotYourNumber.com. Get a hold of me for a truly life-changing reading.
You can say anything that you like. You can try to be.
Welcome back to Brit's Got Your Number, BritYoga.com. You can reach us by phone when we're taking calls at 518-859-2116. Did I get that right, boss?
You just pinched me.
I did?
Don't pinch me.
Why? You're so cute. I can't help it. I'll try not to do it too often. Actually, I lied. I will. I'll pinch you every chance I get. I love your laugh, by the way. All right, now I'm just kissing up to you. We have a great show today. Tell us a little bit, Brit, about our guest, Carol Adams. What's she going to be?
She's a very sweet person, and I love doing her show. So of all the radio shows that I've done around the country, she's the first person that I have asked to be on my show.
Yeah, I'm really mm-hmm. looking forward to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to kind of take a step back to what we were talking about before, I shared my most embarrassing moment in yoga.
Yeah.
Tell us other ones that you have witnessed.
I've seen everything. I have really seen everything.
Come on. No names.
I can't really talk about it.
Why?
Let's just say that people are people. And they're going to, you know, they're going to do some crazy things in yoga sometimes.
Like what? Give us one. One example.
Oh, just, I had somebody once burst out hysterical, and they wouldn't stop.
Laughing or crying?
Laughing.
What did you do as a teacher?
I had to think of all the other students, and I had to just keep going, because you're there for the group. You're never there just for one person.
Well, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I can think of some other times that I've been in class with you where these sort of funny things happen, and you really handled everything really well. So that's...
Well, I've had good teachers. Otherwise, I wouldn't know how to handle it. You know, sometimes left to our own devices, we can be hot messes.
Yeah, well, you've always advertised your classes as no-stress yoga.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's really true. And it's very inviting for people that have never done yoga before and might be, you know, a little bit intimidated by it.
I love doing, I did yoga with the rabbi. That was very fun. I used to go to the temple. Oh, he's a really open-minded rabbi. I can't say enough wonderful things about him. He's local, and I used to go there and in the temple, and I really enjoyed it.
So did you get a lot of my old Jewish relatives in there to do yoga?
Well, I loved, he would open it with, what is it called? Like an inspirational reading of some kind. And then I would do a yoga sequence and kind of build on the theme. But I never wanted to rehearse. So I always wanted to just be anything and just see where it was going to land.
That was pretty open for him to bring that to a temple.
Oh, he's a wonderful rabbi.
You know, believe it or not, there are people that think, and we've someone in particular that I'm thinking of, that think yoga is some kind of weird, sort of out of left field thing.
Mm.
And it really is based on, I mean, the type that you teach and the numerology that you do, give us a little bit of that history for the numerology part.
Well, the numerology part is the yoga lineage that I learned as an add-on. I had taught Hatha for years on end, thousands of classes, and then I went for another training that I really loved, and I found it to be very powerful, and it was threaded through the numerology. So in class, we do talk a lot about numbers. Mm-hmm. I mean, students really know about their numbers, and they learn how to integrate them in your life. If this can't be totally useful, it's useless.
It's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a psychic reading in a way.
Well, it can be.
But mm-hmm. it's really getting to know who you are, mm-hmm. and what tools you have that will benefit you to take out into the world.
Right. So that you're not just a blind sheep following another sheep with your head down. I mean, you have to have some things that wake you up and give you a different point of view about yourself and the world and others. You just can't be mindless following the next person in front of you.
Let's talk a little bit, because Valentine's Day is coming up. Let's talk a little bit about big-hearted people.
Oh, there's lots of big-hearted people. I had thought about, like, Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about Gandhi.
Yeah, both obviously a lot in common. Martin Luther King took a lot of what his teachings took it from Gandhi. And is there any common denominator with those two, for example, numbers-wise?
Well, there is some things that they have in common, although Martin Luther King was, you know, very much a strong leader and a teacher. And when I did Gandhi's numbers, he got really subtle and real, you know, kind of psychic. And he had different challenges in his life. You know, his father had died, and Mm-hmm. He had a baby that died, like, you know, and he was really young. Like, he was married when he was 13 or something.
Yeah, he was married in the Hindu tradition.
Right.
Where they are all arranged marriages. He never met he didn't meet his wife until he got married at that young age.
But I loved one of his aspects in his chart. In his particular chart, how it translated is he was a big pet lover, and that is in his numerology. And they said he used to love to rub dog ears. That's in his number.
It calmed him down.
Right.
I can see that with Gandhi, that he was in love with all things. I mean, I'm a big Gandhi fan, if I can use that term. He used to have, when he would take these long walks, which were very meditative, he would walk with animals.
Interesting. But, you know, it's like, who would know that was in his numbers unless you did his numbers?
Right.
You really see how they panned out. Martin Luther King was stubborn, which is definitely, you know, personality trait.
So right on.
And so full of integrity, a real divine vision leader, and also his soul expressed itself incredibly socially aware.
One of my favorite quotes in the world is by Gandhi, and it's, I'm going to paraphrase because I'm not going to get it exactly right, but he said, the only devil in the world is in our own hearts, and that's where all our battles should be fought.
Well, I think most people's battles are about judgment. I think that they're so busy criticizing themselves endlessly, and then they just shoot it out and project it into everybody else in the world. The most judgmental people are people, I think, that, you know, they don't have any self-acceptance or any self-love.
And it's toxic, isn't it, judgment?
Totally toxic.
I mean, if you find yourself, I mean, we all have thoughts that are judgmental. Let's be honest. It occurs. We have opinions about other people. But it's a real big difference to think these things and then let them go and saying them. And the saying is really the toxic part of it, I think.
I think so, too.
Let me just once again talk about how getting a reading from Britt can be really eye-opening and can really, really give you some direction. You can find out more about her readings at BrittYoga.com or BrittsGotYourNumbers.com. Now, coming up, we're going to talk to Carol Adams, Matter of the Heart. And how did you find her? You were on her show?
Yep, I was on her show, and I really, I had such a wonderful experience chatting with her and learning about her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people just make a lasting impression. She's definitely one of those people. She's a very heartfelt person, and she's perfect for a pre-Valentine's Day show. And she's going to talk a lot of, you know, aspects of her book.
Mm-hmm. Right, Matters of the Heart.
Right.
Very cool. You know, we were talking about famous couples, too. Like, we were trying to think, like, it was, Tom Cruise has been in a number of different movies. We were talking Goldie Hawn and... God, I'm spacing on the who is she with?
Goldie Hawn?
Yeah, yeah, her husband.
Oh, I didn't do their numerology.
Right. Okay, but
I know I did her numerology.
I
did, and I found out that she has in her numbers a lot of social causes that she has passion about, which is amazing. And so did Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm not surprised. And that with DiCaprio.
I think he's a double 11. I mean, I'm just being a little bit foggy about it. I went on a binge and I did, I don't know, it was like 50 charts of everybody that was born in November that was even remotely interesting. And both of them came up and I found that they had a lot going on, a lot of giving back, massive give back. And I love to see that in people's numbers because it shows that they're really dialing up and using their greatest potential.
You're listening to Britt's Got Your Number. We have a special guest coming up. We're going to talk to Carol Adams, Matter of the Heart, and we'll be right back with Carol.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
job. We're getting late.
Brit's got your number. I do amazing numerology readings and other types of readings, but I'm very excited to be teaching Brit yoga again. After a 5-year circle, I'm teaching it very close to the place where I started. You can check out my website, britsyoga.com, for an updated schedule. My classes are fun. They're never overly serious or boring. Yoga should never be overly intimidating, and it should be doable for everybody. Contact me at britsyoga@gmail.com. I'll see you on the mat.
You're listening to Brit's Got Your Number. I'm Wolf.
And I'm Brit.
Brit Johnson, and we have a very special guest. Introduce her.
Carol, you lovely author, and you are my favorite hostess.
Hi, Carol.
Testify that you do some great stuff. I had, when you were on my show, The Matter of the Heart, which is on 1100 AMKFNX, you were great, really great. I really appreciated your beautiful talent, Brittany, really beautiful.
Oh, I appreciate you being here tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Bob, okay. Where were you born and raised in the city?
I grew up in the Bronx, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. You are the co-host. Are you the co-host?
I am.
Okay.
I'm actually here to make sure that Britt has her coffee.
Okay.
And to, rub her shoulders a little bit during the show.
He pinches me.
I do pinch her. I do.
What do you do?
So, Carol.
He's a pincher.
Okay.
At least I don't get hickeys.
Okay, so we're not on the air yet, correct, guys?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, of course
we are.
On the air.
Well, hello, listeners. How are you? Okay.
So, Carol, tell me, I know that Britt has been on your show. Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Well, right now, there's a lot I do, but just a few things, you know. I've always done intuitive readings, and I use astrology. I use the ephemeris. And I tune into people's end 2 minutes. Actually, I just wrote down Trump's birthday just to, as an example. But I check into the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. These are the personal planets, which give me a feeling of the personality profile. So it's interesting. Britt, of course, has, she's got your number through numerology. And I do it more with astrology. The personality profile of the person, and I also I'm very passionate about the radio show that I have. It's on AM. It's called The Matter of the Heart, 1100 AM KFNX, and I interview people. I started with interviewing people like Brittany, who's great. You know, I have Dr. Bernie Siegel on once a month. We did a wonderful show. I thought Wednesday. On exceptional patients. What does it take to become an exceptional patient? You know, when a patient walks into a doctor's office and the doctor tells them you have stage 3 cancer, what happens? How can that patient surmount if there's any odds, statistical odds? What ingredients in their personality would help them with their courage, with everything, surmount it, and not so much feel good about it. Look at it as a lesson, and see how they can learn from it, and how they can grow with it. You know, so I do those two things. I'm very active with that. I'd say intuitive astrology, as well as the radio show, The Matter of the Heart.
Carol, after the break.
Uh-huh.
I want you to do Bob.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Because you've done me before. So I want you to do Bob tonight.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
So, Carol, you'll do me after the break?
Yep.
Oh, don't get that smirk off your face.
That's true. Where do you live?
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Wait.
me see y'all working late.
Surely you've heard of the Queen of Scots. Well, I'm Britt, the Queen of Numbers. I do amazing numerology readings. Are you in a career rut? Are you even in the right career? How about your love life? Are you single? Questioning? How come nothing's ever adding up? Are you dating all the wrong numbers? How about your soul pulse? Does it need a little resetting so you could be a little bit more authentic? Numerology is just energy and information. It can tell you everything about yourself. My readings are incredibly accurate. My website has all the information. It's britsgotyournumber.com.
You're listening to Brit's Got Your Number with Brittany Johnson. Check her out at britsyoga.com or britsgotyournumber.com to book a numerology reading, which is very insightful.
Or come to yoga.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When are your classes?
Monday night, Thursday night, Monday morning, and Sunday morning.
All right. Now, our guest, Carol Adams, is on the phone. Carol, describe again for somebody who's just tuning in mm-hmm. now what you do.
Well, a couple of things that I do that would connect to the energy of the show is that I do intuitive astrology, meaning that I connect to somebody within just a couple of minutes, really, with their total birthday, their personality profile, the means of communication, the energy that they would like to feel secure with as far as a mate goes.
Can you do a reading on me to demonstrate what you do?
Yes.
Okay, what do you need to know?
Your total birthday.
1/12/1957.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm looking up your personal planets and the signs in them, you know? And it's kind of like creating a puzzle more than anything. We're mm-hmm. putting all the pieces together, meaning the signs in each planet we're putting together. And I'm just going to do the specifics, but then I'm certainly going to get to the depth, okay? So as you know, the sun sign is in Capricorn. And Capricorn is the root, we'll say, of the tree. As you know, Capricorn needs to go forward in life. They are very tend to be loyal with friends. They're very ambitious. That's my sign, too. They're responsible. They need to climb, though. They're ruled by climbing up the ladder. They don't like to stay too, say, stationary, you know, because they're ambitious. Not so much with Taurus is ambitious, but doing it more for the materialistic aspect. Capricorn is doing it more for the love of the heart. You know?
And how I see it, and I'm not interrupting you, but because you're a Capricorn, but how I see this is you have very different challenge than his type of Capricorn, because you're a 12 Capricorn and he's a 1.
Oh,
and I find your type of Capricorn has a little bit more fluctuation. And the need to nurture is very, very strong. You know, I'll get the Coke, I'll get your coffee, mm-hmm. I'll do mm-hmm. that for you. Where mm-hmm. his is, they're very stubborn.
Oh,
to the extreme.
Here we go. Wait a minute. I get your Coke and your coffee.
In the tunnel. Yeah, but mm-hmm. see, that's because in numerology, your soul pulse is the number that does that.
Right.
Where hers, it's a challenge, but it's also something that she's going to be offering to society. Carol, see, her challenge is your soul pulse. So it's communicating some of the same information. But your type of Capricorn, stubborn, tunnel,
Carol,
blockhead.
Yeah, wait a minute, blockhead?
You can be.
Stubborn, I'll accept.
They're very stubborn.
Blockhead.
Well, you know, that's sometimes very, very, very interesting because, Bob, your moon is in Taurus. And, of course, stubborn. That's stubborn, you know? So, mm-hmm. and there's not necessarily something negative with being stubborn. It certainly is a very strong aspect, you know, that you persevere, I would think, you know? We're still going to go over the other planets, but just basically. With the moon in Taurus, I would think, again, you're pretty you would be a responsible friend, you know? somebody that is there for the person. And then I'll get more specific. Your Mercury is in Capricorn, which is interesting. Mercury is a planet of communication. It's a small planet. And because it's in Capricorn, to me that would mean you need direct communication. You know, it could be a little dominating. And really, correct me if I'm off. Are you a little dominating with your communication when you want to make a point?
Yep.
Okay.
That's me.
Well, Mercury in Capricorn can be. But with that, if you knew somebody in business or in a relationship with an air sign, it would not work as well. Because Mercury in Capricorn communication is Earth. And if somebody talks around in circles, you know, up and down, mm-hmm. you tell them in a nice, quiet way, forget about it. It ain't working here, folks, you know, because you need earthy. You need to feel, I would think you need to even feel the voice of somebody, you know, their gut, you know, where their vibrations are coming from. I think that would be also very important to you. Your Venus is in Sagittarius, mm-hmm. which would mean that your ideal mate doesn't have to be Sagittarius, but you need to feel you're always going forward. I don't think you like to be in any box.
I don't.
Otherwise, another one, a Brooklyn expression is forget about it. It ain't happening, you know?
Forget about it. Hey.
You need to always feel that you're going forward. It also, because of that, the Sag, you probably would like to talk about spirituality, philosophy, mm-hmm. you know, ideas. No nitpicking. In other words, if you were with somebody and they started talking too much about details, and I don't know, at 2:00 in the afternoon, they went to the movies and they paid $3 and they sat in the third row seat.
They're boring.
You put a gun to your head. You know, the gun. Don't buy a gun because you'd be putting a gun to your head or the person you're talking about. It wouldn't work. Your Mars, which is interesting, is your energy on a daily basis. And everybody, everybody listeners has these planets. This isn't anything new. We all have these planets. It's the signs in each planet that define more who we are. So your Mars is in Aries, which would kind of, right. I find that interesting because Capricorn can tend to be cautious. But the Mars in Aries could be impulsive.
Now, you know, that Carol, just for an example, let's say, mm-hmm. hypothetically, I wanted to ask Brittany out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Just hypothetically.
Right.
How would we, numbers, you know, based on what you're...
She's into astrology, Bob.
Yeah.
I would just connect with Brittany's birth date if you want me to do that, Brittany. It's up to you. Or you want me to... What do you want me to do?
It's all good.
I could do that during a break for sure. You know,
well, Carol, how can people get a hold of you if they want to get an intuitive astrology?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. 480-621-6016, and I really love doing anything and everything, but business partnerships, I love doing that. One woman, she's thinking of selling her business. She's a financial advisor, and she's not sure who she should sell it to. She's questioning two people, so she gave me their birthday. You know, love relationships, family relationships, anything that you question or you have a difficulty with. You know, it's how to kind of like dig into it and see if we can somehow navigate it so it gets a little smoother. So it's 480-621-6016.
And do you use your middle name, Carol?
Olivia.
Yep. I mean, do you use your middle name and your first name on everything that you do, just so people, you know, they can find you?
Oh, yes. I'm on the internet. Thank you, Brittany. It's Carol Olivia Adams. And if they also did the search for me, I did write a book called The Awakening of Friendship.
Great. Carol, it's been a pleasure having you on. We will have to have you back again. Thank
Please
you.
Please come back.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right.
Coming up, we're going to take some phone calls. And if you want to reach us, 518-859-2116.
Oh, that's local.
Yes, mm-hmm. that is local. And you're going to do a little on-air reading.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. We can actually see how you work.
Sounds good to me.
All right. You're listening to Britt's Got Your Number. Check Brittany out at BrittYoga.com. Quick break. Right back.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No, no.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job. Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, we're getting late.
I'm Britt, and I'm the queen of numbers. My readings are insightful, accurate, and spot on. My website is brittsgotyournumber.com. Get a hold of me for a truly life-changing reading.
You can say anything that you like. You can try to be.
Britt's Got Your Number. I'm Wolf. Am I your co-host or am I sort of your radio? I'm a groupie.
Yeah, definitely a groupie.
I'm a Brit groupie.
You were a yoga student at one time.
I was, and you were very happy to get me out of your class.
I was not happy to get you out of my class. You're telling stories.
Did you notice that I always sat I tried to sit in the back.
Oh, you broke my fountain. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Your arm? You smashed my fountain.
It sat
there beautifully, untouched, and it just did its beautiful fountain dance until you came to my class and you smashed it.
You were so pissed off at me. I think I gave you the $30, though, didn't I?
No, of course not.
No?
It was one of those, I'll get it to you.
Oh, no.
Oh, we have a guest on.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. I want to welcome us.
Who's on?
Yeah, what's your name?
Stuart.
Stuart, welcome to Britt's Got Your Number.
Hi, Stuart.
Hi, girlfriend.
Let's get going at this. What can I do for you?
Well, I work on a cruise ship as an executive chef, and about a year ago, I met someone that I've been seeing pretty consistently and exclusively, and but sometimes I have little concerns about whether he is being faithful to me or not. He travels a lot and sometimes isn't accessible when I'm trying to get
home. How long is this relationship? You said you two met on a cruise ship.
Well, yes, we did. On the cruise ship that I worked on, but on another cruise ship. When I'm not working, I still travel a lot and spend a lot of time on cruise ships.
Okay, what is your birthday?
3/23/88.
Okay, and your friend, your boyfriend, what is his birthday?
1/5/88.
Okay. Oh, you're the same year. Okay. And you're questioning his faithfulness.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, things seem to be going well, but I thought I'd just see what the numbers tell me.
Do you have reason to believe that he is not faithful to you?
Only at times when I'm texting or calling and I'm not getting a response, there's always a reason, and maybe I'm paranoid. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's nothing as obvious as finding a hotel room key in his pocket, right?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, so part of this could be the fact that he's not responding to you in the way that you, or as quickly as you want him to.
That might be the case.
Yeah. Okay. All right. First of all, you come by your skill set of being a chef very clearly, because that is definitely a part of who you are. And I would guess you do gardening probably too, because this is a very strong theme. So I don't know if you grow your own you know, herbs or what, but your skill set of being a chef.
I have beautiful flowers and a beautiful herb garden, both.
Okay, all right.
I have a green thumb.
You know, you two have the love of adventure and travel as a common bond and theme, both of you. But he
does like to travel on his own a lot. That's when I get a little nervous.
Okay, right. Now, he is like a bit of an inventor. He's very unique, and I feel like his skill sets would be, you know, like he could be a computer coder, or he could be the type of person that is always trying to come up with brand new things. And a lot of his energy would go into that. And this is the type of person that somebody that has that type of approach is going to need a lot of time alone.
Well, my partner, Lawrence, has had 3 patents approved.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's an inventor. Yeah. And to do that, it takes, it's just an enormous amount of process. I mean, to come up with something and then to, you said he, you know, he has 3 patents. It's a lot. You two lock right in with this number that likes change and travel. And to be honest with you, I'm just going to say it as it is. Both of you like to change. You might be the type of person that has had lots of relationships, and so is he. And I find with this type of pattern, you could sit there and say, woe is me. Why doesn't anything, you know, you could look at other people and say, well, they've been together this long, 10 years or 20 years. And how come that isn't my life? Why isn't that my pattern? But the truth of it is you like change just as much as he does. So where that could hold you two together, but it could also break you apart. Mm. And if it does, deep down, you both want out anyway.
Now, what do you mean by they both want out? You, an escape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what happens, people that don't know this about themselves, they can get very full of self-pity. Because, you know, we always compare everybody else's everything. We think everybody else has a better ride, a better life. You know, the grass is green. Oh, look at that. Oh, how come I don't have that? But your type of situation loves escape and change. And it, as I said, I mean, I don't want to keep saying it over and over again. It's you two draw into each other that way. That's your magnet, but it could also be your punch card out. And if it is, be graceful about it, because you're the type of person that enjoys a wide range of situations, and that's going to also be, you know, that's home, that's travel, that's partners. Those are the constants in your life.
Stuart, is this hitting home for you?
Oh, she's spot on, absolutely. And listen, we're both adventurous, and we travel all over the world together. And but there are times when we do our own things, and it works. Maybe I'm just a little paranoid sometimes when he's away on his own and not responding as quickly as I'd like. Maybe that's more me than him.
Okay, it's this. In your chart, you have a situation that you're going to be working on all your life, and it's you keeping yourself stable, because the number that you have will blow over in a windstorm. So you go up and down, and you can get almost neurotically insecure out of nowhere. That's just the way you are at times, up and down. You fluctuate. And the thing that gets you out of this is cooking and gardening and creative projects. So when this sort of hits you out of nowhere, and then you might get a little questioning about your inventor partner, it's really you. You're just sort of creating this.
Mm.
So the path out of it is, you know, is when you watch yourself do this, get control of it. You know, watch yourself doing it.
Yes, and this has been enlightening because I feel a little bit better that it is me being anxious, nervous, a little unnerved, and it's not him.
Well, I'm so glad that you called in.
Yeah.
Please stay in touch. Well,
absolutely, Stuart. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stuart.
I will.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Stuart. To reach Brittany, if you would like her to do a reading for you to tell you if the numbers are working in your relationship or where it might go, you can call her directly at 518-859-2116. That's 518-859-2116 or brityoga@gmail.com. And she's starting to do yoga classes again. Brit, why don't you give a plug for that? Tell everybody what days and how they can book.
BritYoga.com. I have evening classes, morning and weekends. I'm really excited to be back. I've done a full circle. I am just rip-roaring ready to go.
Oh, she is. Mm-hmm. She really is. All right, so we're going to play our game next.
Yeah, or we could talk about a famous couple that split.
Oh, let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, and we can even give away a reading, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll give away, yeah, you're going to have to guess what the couple is. We will give you some.
No. I'm going to tell what the couple is.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I already did in the beginning of the show.
Oh, gotcha.
But we could do another person, actually, because nobody won last week.
All right, great. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that. That's coming up next. Once again, to book a reading with Brit. 518-859-2116 or brityoga@gmail.com. I'm Wolf. You're listening to Brit's Got Your Number. Quick break. Right back.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job. Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, we're getting late.
Brit's got your number. I do amazing numerology readings and other types of readings, but I'm very excited to be teaching Brit yoga again. After a 5-year circle, I'm teaching it very close to the place where I started. You can check out my website, brityoga.com, for an updated schedule. My classes are fun. They're never overly serious or boring. Yoga should never be overly intimidating, and it should be doable for everybody. Contact me at brityoga@gmail. I'll see you on the mat.
You're listening to Brit's Got Your Number. We want to thank you for tuning in tonight. If you want to reach Brit directly, once again, you can call her at 518-859-2116 or brityoga@gmail.com. All right.
Now.
We're going to talk about.
Yeah, a couple that split. So this isn't a hot topic, but it is Valentine's Day this week, and they did make news. They made news because everybody knows Brad was with Jen Aniston, mm-hmm. and then he, you know, was with this Angelina Jolie for many, many years. And I was always curious about their numbers. So I did them, and shocked is all I can say.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, Brad has a pulse inside of him that it's like his driving force or inner gear, the thing that's going to motivate him.
Mm-hmm.
And it is exactly her heart.
Right.
In other words, her heart, what moves and motivates her, what she loves, who she loves, is his soul pulse. So they met each other, and it was probably like love at first sight.
A lot of passion in that relationship.
Mm-hmm. And intensity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of up and downs.
It's just, she has the type of situation, it's called change. She's had multiple marriages. It's just the way it is. She could never stay with somebody. She's not the type of person to be with him 25, 30 years.
Really?
That's not who she is. Mm-mm. But his, you want to call it a long-term number or empowering number, was her soul pulse. So these two just crisscrossed all over the place in a very interesting way. And Jen has got a lot of dynamic with being very needy. She hasn't, you know, a number that, you know, needs to be in a relationship at any cost. So, you know how it was like speculation? Was she devastated when he met Angelina and probably fell in love with her in 5 seconds? Because the numbers just draw each other in. Jen, she must have took this really hard for real. Not just like tabloid stuff.
I think I remember reading about that. Well, you know, this is the kind of a thing you see on the Inquirer. I remember them doing a story about how devastated she was.
Well, it's in her numerology, because for her, an ending, it would be like the end of the world. Somebody like Angelina, nah, not the end of the world.
Yeah, two totally different personalities. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because Angelina sort of has the mentality.
She's got the big lips.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she got gorgeous lips. She does. You got pretty lips. Going back to Ned Beatty. All right. So she seems to be more almost, the way she approaches love, more guy-like.
Yeah, in some ways, but it's going to be interesting where her plane lands, because her destination, mm-hmm. which is a person's mastery or homework assignment mixed in with their long-term planning, you know, landing your plane, she gets more spiritual as she gets older.
Right.
She's going to be doing a lot of good all over the place.
Well, she's been very...
It's just going to get more, though. More so and more so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She does a lot of charitable work.
She sure does.
She's connected to a lot of causes relating to Africa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got a big heart.
But they also hook up. They're just as big of stars. In other words, his asset is a star. And it's something that, like, he's real seasoned in. And she is a star at her base. Line.
So, Britt, mm-hmm. let's talk a little bit. We only have a couple of minutes
okay.
left. Let's talk a little bit about what when you do a reading, what do you do? What can you guide people with?
Anything. Compatibility, strength, weakness, right. What's up, what's down. But the first reading that somebody should have is with themselves. I should read their personal numbers.
Interesting.
So that they can get a grip and a grasp. I mean, we were kidding in the beginning of the show about the steampunk yoga and all of that. Mm-hmm. That was a creative binge. That's something that my soul pulse is going to want to do from time to time. When life just gets too much and there was too much media with the politics, I needed to go on a creative binge. That's what my number would do. And my number is perfect for reading. A person needs to know about themselves.
Yeah.
So I like to tell people what they're all about on every level. And then you can start looking at couples or partners or kids.
Now, Britt, if people want to come to your yoga classes, let's give a plug for that before we go.
BrittYoga.com.
BrittYoga.com starting Monday.
Starting Monday morning. Yeah, I have a bunch of people coming. I'm really excited about that. I'm going to do a series, and I have a whole bunch of people coming. Are we out of time on the Guess Who?
We've got about a minute left.
Oh, we'll do it next time. Suffice it to say, sometimes you just run out of time. So we'll do the Guess Who. We'll do it the next time we're on.
Okay, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Check out Britt's website, BrittYoga.com. I'm the Wolf. Pleasure being on today. We're going to be back next Thursday at 9. Or is it 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow what's coming up on the show. And more about Britt and what she's doing.
I can tell you I'm going to have an amazing person on. He's not just a personal trainer, but he's really spiritual, and he's into really cool things.
Oh, Rick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we can't end the show without you talking about how much you leg pressed.
Today, 578 pounds.
I can't believe that.
For over 2 minutes.
Seriously?
To over 2 minutes.
How many reps?
I don't know. He counts them. 578 pounds for 2 minutes.
You should see the legs on her. I mean, unbelievable. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you again next week on Brit's Got Your Number.